Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Go to any Texas zoo and you'll see exotic animals from around the globe. What you won't see, though, is the research taking place behind the scenes that supports wildlife and habitat conservation right here in Texas.
They're working with imperiled species, they're doing breeding programs, they're doing scientific research on the movement of, for instance, ocelots. They are doing a lot more than the public knows about.
Steve Bender coordinates the Comprehensive Wildlife Conservation Strategy for Texas Parks and Wildlife. The plan entails the conservation and monitoring of Texas native animal species to ensure they don't end up on the federal endangered species list. He says zoos play an important role in this effort.
They're turning out to be some of our best conservation partners because they want to do this and they are dedicating funds to do it with. So it is a misnomer that they are only doing exotic species and not working with Texas species. In fact, almost all of the zoos we've been to now have multiple conservation projects that are Texas-based.
A zoo tour this summer allowed the general public and conservation partners an opportunity to learn about and comment on the conservation strategy before it's finalized and sent to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department. Bender says public comment will be accepted through September 15th. You can comment on the plan by logging on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show, made possible by a grant from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.